Is the real justification, though, for bringing misery to Manchester's commuters?
Well, I mean, look, in this day and age, nobody withdraws their Labour lightly, and it's the only way our members felt that they could bring back Metrolink management to the negotiating table to discuss an improved offer. Our members, over the years, have made a massive contribution to the improvement and extension of the network. And indeed, over the last 18 months or so, have been very flexible, have done over and above the call of duty to ensure that the smooth running of the network. And our members believe that that contribution has not...
But you're talking well over the current climate, aren't you, of 3.5%, well above the rate of inflation. There'll be a lot of people listening to this who are going into work at the moment that'll have received nothing like that in their pay increases.
I understand that, but Metrolink is a very successful tramway network. It is the most successful tramway network in the country, if not Europe. And it is a bit... I mean, the offer is a two-year deal. They offered 1.5% in May from May last year and 2% from May this year.
So what is it that you want? What is it that you're after?
Inflation in May of last year, the RPI, was 2.5%.
Are we talking very small margins, though, in terms of what you want to what you're being offered?
Pardon me?
Are we talking small percentages in terms of what you want to what you're being offered?
Well, I'm not going to... It would be unwise and unfair to do negotiations through the media. I mean, what we're asking Metrolink management to do is to come back round the negotiating table and to see if we can make an improved offer with no strings.
You've already said, though, that this is obviously a very successful business. Metrolink is hugely popular. What would you say to those passengers, therefore, that you're actually going to be inflicting this misery on next week?
Well, look, I mean, as I said before, nobody takes withdrawing their Labour lightly, and our members will lose money on that day for withdrawing their Labour. And we're sorry for that disruption, but it's the only way we can force Metrolink to come back round the table. It's our last resort.
Are you really sorry for the disruption, though, when you're going to be doing it on a night when Manchester United are playing? Jane's just called to say there's a football match at Old Trafford that night. Are you doing this deliberately to cause maximum disruption?
Well, you've got to try and use every means possible.
So you are.
Use leverage. I mean, at the end of the day, we are prepared to sit down and talk to management at any time to try and alleviate this dispute. As up to now, I've not had any contact from the company. And, you know, we would much prefer to sit down and talk about this and hopefully avert the dispute.
So just to go back to that question, are you doing that deliberately next Wednesday?
We're not going to be able to do that.
Are you doing this deliberately next Wednesday because you knew the football match was on?
Well, yes.
Chris Coleman is Managing Director of Metrolink. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Phil.
Well, the unions have told us that the strike action is the only way they can force your company back to the table.
Yes, it's very disappointing. We've been talking to Unite for the last 12 months to finalise a pay deal. And we successfully agreed a recommended offer that Unite signed up to. Unfortunately, Unite didn't land the deal with their members. It's a good offer. It's a two-year deal, 3.5% over 2 years. And I'm incredibly disappointed that we find ourselves in this position, that it's the people of Manchester that are being held to ransom over this pay rise.
Is it them or is it you that's being held to ransom?
I think, you know what, it's a difficult position. I think our people have done a great job. I think they've worked hard, and Unite obviously want the best for their employees. The position we're in right now is a very, you know, it's a very interesting one, and we're very keen to resolve the issue. I wouldn't say anybody's being held to ransom. I'd say that we're just in a difficult position right now that we're both trying very hard to resolve.
So what would it take for you to get back to the negotiating table to talk to the unions?
Well, we want to keep talking. We've been talking as often as we can over the last 8 months. We've had some good progress. I thought that we could have resolved this sooner. My message to Unite has always been: I'm prepared to continue talking. I'm prepared to involve ACAS to resolve the situation as quickly as we can. So, you know, the offer's still on the table. We haven't withdrawn the offer. I'd certainly like Unite to consider that offer very seriously, in the hope that we can fend off a strike.
Yeah, when we spoke to Unite just a little bit earlier, it seemed that John Boughton, who was talking to us, wouldn't put his cards on the table and let us know what the sticking points were. Are you aware of those, though?
Of course I am. I mean, there are lots of details within this, and I'm not at liberty to share the details of the negotiations. I think all I can say is, you know, over the last 3 years, we've made some very good pay rises, 3% on average every year. And I believe in what we've done because our people have done a great job. They've worked really hard. We've tripled the size of the network, and it's been very challenging. It's been very dynamic, and our people have been key to that. There's lots more to do this year and next year with the investment that TFGM and the city are making. And you know, I sincerely hope that the members can recognise how good an offer it is and we can move forwards.
And what are the practicalities of this, Chris? Are you having to put contingency plans in place in case this strike does take place?
Yes, of course. We're looking at, it's very early days because we were only notified yesterday afternoon that the date of the 11th of February has been given as a possible date for industrial action. So we're looking at all of our options and our contingencies to make sure that we look after our customers as best we can. I'm not in a position to say what that looks like right now. And obviously we've got Manchester United at home. That's important to us. We want to make sure people get to and from the game. So we're working through the logistics of being able to put, you know, as best a service we can on to look after our customers. It's going to be a challenge because we need to understand what we can do. And as soon as I can tell, you know, our customers and Greater Manchester what that looks like, we'll let people know.